Blog Talk Radio.
So I personally believe, even if it takes a change in the law, the president should honor the commitment the federal government made to those people and let them keep what they got.
We do not see that as fixing the problem. We see that as throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Practical follow-up.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. 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 Until now. 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 Now.
Shipmates, and welcome to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where if you like your freedom, you can keep your freedom. Obama's hit the lowest approval rating of his presidency. Uh-oh, things are unraveling in unicorn land. Oh, no. Oh, no. Which brings me... I've got a lot of friends being, an actor myself, being in the theater and all that. It's kind of hard. Well, not to be around liberal people. You just, was that way in high school? Was that way in college? Oh, was it that way in college? Ooh, dear. Wasn't in the Navy. I should have stayed in the Navy. Sometimes I wish, damn it. But... we all make choices in life for whatever reason, and, sometimes you just have to accept what it is. Okay, you screwed up. Did you? Or did you not? Well, that all depends. If you sit on your ass and boo-hoo-hoo, oh, I screwed up, well, then, yeah, you did. But if you say, screw it, man, maybe there was a reason for it. Maybe let me find something, that I can do. So you do it. Okay, if that screws up, then you just keep on going, man. Look, life is, everybody's got their own journey in life. There's only one seat on the bus. You're the only one that can take it. So whether that journey leads you over a cliff or, down the primrose path, well, that all depends on... Well, how you see the road. I'm not trying to be overly, philosophical here, but that is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with two very distinct philosophical views in this country. Now, how we see it and how I see it, and I'm not afraid to admit it, that what I see on the left, I see people that are very... Well, I see their views. I don't see their views as being genuine. I just see them as being spiteful. For whatever reason, they want to go against whatever. I mean, they're like rebelling. Sometimes they're rebelling against themselves, and they don't even realize it. And then when they do, then they got to backtrack. Oh, that's not what I really meant. What I really said, of course, it was behind closed doors, and nobody heard it. I was talking to myself in the mirror. Claws. But the two views that we have, I mean, the left sees things to me, how I see it, things how they want to be and not how, well, that they can be. And there's a big difference there. Well, we know that if you keep spending more money that you take in and keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing and never, able to catch up, eventually, well, you're going to run out of money, both liquid or borrowing, and you're going to be left with a big, giant mass of Detroit. We do know that, not think that, but know that. We've seen that. There's another city. Desert Hot Springs in California, which I've been to. Go bankrupt. Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later. But the two views are very, 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 very different from each other. Why? Well, there are some people out there that just would rather see things, oh, in the happy light, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that, but you have to be able to see things in the, well, reality light as well. There's far too many, well, what you have in the Democratic Party, you have far too many people that are in that. They only see what they want to see, and it's all unicorns and rainbows, and everything is beautiful. Refuse to accept the reality that, well, you know, some things just aren't beautiful. Some things are. And then you have the other people, which are what I call the lazy-minded people. And these people are lazy-minded. They just go ahead and believe whatever the television tells them to believe. Then they go to college, and their college professors tell them what to believe. And they just believe it. They just been, these people have been programmed their entire lives. And these people have been programmed so long that they – these people, they can't. It's almost like – well, I'm not saying that they can't. They can, but it's very, very, very difficult to break these people. Because these are the people with an ego, and they flat refuse to admit that they're wrong. No matter how much proof you throw on the table, no matter how much videotapes, no matter how much audio tapes, no matter how much documentation, no matter how much proof, no matter how much evidence, they will flat refuse to admit that they were wrong. Am I the only one that sees that there is zero integrity in that? Every time I hear these people, they're, you know, with this nonsense, and you've got a Debbie Dum Dum, for God's sakes, almighty sweetheart. I mean, I'm not trying to give, you know, your party any pointers, but you got to stop talking, sweetie, because you're a dummy. You got to zip the lip. God, Democrats are going to run on Obamacare? They're not going to run on Obamacare. They're going to run away from it. That's what they're doing. And I don't feel sorry for one goddamn one of them. Mary Landrieu, I'm sorry, sweetheart, but you disappointed me. I mean, you really, really did. You broke my heart, sweetheart. You did. I feel betrayed. You betrayed me. I'm not from Louisiana. I've never even been to Louisiana, but you betrayed me. That's how I feel. Barry Bonds, I feel you betrayed me. I stuck up for you, man. I love the way you treated the media because the media is just a pain in the ass. And I love the fact that you weren't afraid to tell them to shut the hell up. I love every damn one of those home runs. I was defending you. When all this stuff started coming out, I was like, whoa, man, you know. And it took me a while. I got to admit, it did take me a while. But I finally had to admit the truth. Barry McGuire, the same way. Barry McGuire. Mark McGuire. Good God. I never liked Sammy Sosa. I always thought he was too pretentious for me. I don't like that in baseball. Shut the hell up. Hit the goddamn ball. Run around the bases and shut up. Back in the dugout, stop with all this, these hand signals and crap, and God, and your mama, and all the people in the stands, and all this and all that. Just hit your goddamn home run and shut up about it. You know, act like you've done it before. I like that kind of stuff, you know? I like that hard-nosed baseball, and I love baseball. I can sit and watch baseball. I love watching, I can watch T-ball. When I lived in Massapequa, which I still miss Massapequa, I wish I could go back there. North Massapequa, loved that area. It's Mayberry. If you're thinking you got a family, you want to live in a nice neighborhood in Long Island, North Massapequa is your place. That whole area there, Massapequa Park, that whole area, Massapequa, the whole smash. It's a great neighborhood. No crime. It's clean. Like the president, as Mr. Biden would say, he's clean. Unlike those other black guys, they don't bathe. God, what an idiot. I'm sorry, but, you know, Joe Biden, why do these people, how are these people our leaders? This is what I don't understand. Nancy Pelosi's, Joe Biden's, Hank Johnson's, what's her name, that Jackson Lee? I mean, it just leaves you speechless. How the hell, why are these people in office? Debbie Dum-Dum Wasserman Schultz? How do you vote for that? How do you vote for that and then go to bed at night and sleep, for Christ's sakes? How do you do that? How do you walk down the street with your chest out saying, yeah, I voted for Debbie Dum-Dum Wasserman Schultz? How do you do that? How can you get to that level of being that stupid? I don't understand it myself. I don't get it. I don't get that at all. Good God Almighty. So now Obama's hit his lowest approval rating in his entire presidency. It's been five long and treacherous goddamn years. Oh, I want to fight for the middle class. Yeah, is that why you keep shrinking it? And now your so-called signature health care plan is shrunk it even more? Not only do these people not have friggin' jobs, but they don't have any health care now. They can't get it. What did this guy do? What did he do? I mean, this is total destruction here of epic proportions. This needs to be repealed immediately. I mean, I don't know if anybody's seen it, but Dick Cheney. Whether you like Dick Cheney or not, I could care less. It's not the goddamn point. But he made a great point on Greta last night, which I love Greta. She's my girl. I got a lot of girls, but I like Greta. But he's like, this has got to be repealed immediately. And it does. And I've been saying it since, you know, forever. Everybody's been saying it. Look, it's time to, you just got to, you know, suck it up. You know what? I think people would respect you more, and I think your legacy would go down as a good legacy if you just came out and you said, you know what? I effed up. And actually used the word. Because that's exactly what you did. You effed up. The real word. You know what, America? I effed up. So here's what we're going to do. It's unfortunate there's a lot of people that are now in frickin' limbo because of my stupidity. But we're going to do every damn thing we can to make sure that you get your health care back. So we're going to repeal this monstrosity. We're going to get rid of it. We're going to take it out. Frickin' Rose Garden. And we're going to set the son of a bitch on fire. You come out, you say that, Mr. Obama. I guarantee you not only would you have the left, but you would have the right. You would have the entire world on your side. But you know what? You won't. Because your ego is too big. You can't do that. You have no integrity. I'm sorry. I don't care if you're president or not. All you did was win an election. That means absolutely nothing. I didn't vote for you. You're not king. You're president. We don't have kings in the United States of America. We don't want them. We don't like them. If other countries have them, we don't care. They can have them. They can have as many kings and queens and dukes and princesses and duchesses and kniggets that they want. I don't care. That's their country. I don't criticize them for living the way that they want to live. That's their way that they live. That's their way. It's not my way. Well, I don't like their way. Not that I don't like them. I just don't like their way. So what am I going to do? I'm not going to live there. That's what this country is about. We didn't want to live that way. That's why we're here, so we can live this way. Well, this way is eroding and eroding fast. We need an immediate about-face. I'm talking immediate, right? Goddamn now. I don't think people quite understand the magnitude of this situation. I don't think they actually, I don't think they really know. They might know, they might sense it, but they refuse to admit it. This is going to bring this entire country down to its knees. When that asshole, and I'm sorry, I just screwed up, fine. You're gonna send me a cussing ticket? Then send me one. But facts are facts are facts are facts. Cat Sebelius.
Forget it.
It's pointless. It's just absolutely pointless. I don't even know why. I mean, what is the point sometimes? I mean, who's listening out there? Nobody. The only way we can get people to listen is we have to do the job. We have to vote a lot of people out. We have to demand that our leaders do what we want. What we want is we need to have this entire monstrosity repealed immediately. This is hurting a lot of people. A lot of people are losing their jobs. They've already lost their jobs, and more people are going to lose their jobs. More people are going to lose their health care. Now you're going to have people, you know you're going to have a certain amount of people that are going to be sick. Then what? These people are going to go bankrupt, like Mr. Obama said, that you should not have to go bankrupt for an illness. Well, that's exactly what you're doing, and you're doing it deliberately. For what? What are you gaining out of this, Mr. Obama, by destroying this country? What are you gaining by this? What are all you liberals who out there support this? What are you gaining by this? All you Common Core supporters out there, what are you gaining from this? And to put what I just said into context. You know, these teachers, they talk about, oh, we do such a hard job, and we're so wonderful, and we're so great. Oh, we do such a wonderful job, and we just don't get any credit. We do this. Well, this is why you don't get any credit. Okay, teachers, pay attention. Now, I'm sorry, but yes, that's true that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make the son of a bitch drink. However, but when you see the numbers of stupid people increase, you have to wonder, did it start in school? Since that's where people spend, well, kids spend, you know, the majority of their lives. So by the time they're in their mid-20s, they're no longer in school. Some kids are out earlier. But the majority, you know, by 22, you know, you're either in school or out of school or whatever. 24, 25. Sometimes you go to your 35, 36, whatever. This is a culture, this is the mindset that we have in this country of just basically not giving a damn. Well, that's fine. You can have that attitude. But these are voters. These are people that actually go into the voting booth and vote for people like Nancy Pelosi. This is why we have these people in office. It's because of people like these. Go ahead and where the hell is it now? Where the hell is it? What do you mean you don't have it? Had to have it, didn't you? Oh, for the love of God. Now you make me look like a jackwagon, like a jackass. Well, oh, here it is. Okay. So you said you didn't have it. Oh, good God almighty, why do I... All right. Whatever. In any event, this is why. This is why teachers get a bad name. This is why we don't believe you, teachers, when you say you work so hard. Oh, anytime you hear somebody say that they work so hard, it's somebody that doesn't work hard. Anytime you hear somebody say, brag about themselves or how much they've done and they've done this and they've done that, that's somebody who hasn't done anything. That's just the way it is. People overcompensate to make themselves look cool, look big, look tough. Like Hillary Hipman Clinton. She's not big and tough. She's just a bitch. And all human beings are bitches. That's the easiest thing in the world a human being can do is be a bitch. There isn't one single human being on this earth, past, present, or future, that is not a bitch on a daily basis. It may only take, you may only be one for 1 second, but you're still one. And that's just the way it is every day. That doesn't make you big and tough. That means you can throw a temper tantrum. Okay, that's impressive. Now what? Do something. Well, she can't. She doesn't know what to do. I'm sorry, but the woman, as far as governing and leading, the woman is incompetent. She does not have any skills. You people really want to vote for that? What do you want, crack? You guys been hanging out with the Toronto mayor or something? What? We got to stop voting for these people. These people reflect us. Only stupid people vote for stupid people. Not for nothing. But if you vote for Nancy Pelosi, I'm sorry, but you have to be stupid. You cannot possibly have an intelligent conversation with that. How do you vote for that? Why? This is what we need to change in this country, is this kind of crap. And I'm sorry, but yeah, we do need to start educating our students a little better than what we have been. I'm sorry, teachers. Yeah, you know, there are good teachers out there. It's not probably, there are. But they're overshadowed by all the dummies. And what do I mean by that? What do I mean by all the dummy teachers? Well, you know, we speak to your students. We listen to them. The students are everywhere. You have been dumbing down your students for many years now, and it's time that we have to get rid of you. We need to put higher restrictions on teachers, make sure the teachers are actually teaching, no longer indoctrinating. We need to get that crap out of the schools. That's number one. We need to get that liberal attitude out of the schools. It's not, we shouldn't be teaching conservatism either. Here's what we should be teaching. Reading, writing, and arithmetic, period. Real arithmetic. Not this liberal arithmetic. Not this 2 plus 2 equals, well, we don't know. We haven't had time to have a consensus yet. We needed to form a committee and decide, is 2 plus 2 really 4, or goddammit, is it 5? This is why we no longer have trust in you teachers anymore. This is why we need to change in the schools, and it starts from kindergarten up. Well, that has to start with the parents. If the parents are going to allow this crap to happen, well, then it's going to continue to happen. You as a parent got to stand up and say, you're not going to teach my child that Common Core crap. 2 plus 2 is 4. That's just exactly the way the hell it is. We're not going to have any consensus about it. So this is our youth. These are our future leaders of today.
As you probably saw, we all woke up this morning to see the news that Martin Luther King had passed away. Any thoughts on the legacy that he's left behind, the civil rights movement?
Well, I don't know. I just think it's, I don't know. I think it's bad he died. You know, that was a bad thing. But other than that, you know.
It's going to happen.
Just got to move forward from here, you know. Just change things.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it's about.
That driver, that car that hit him, do you remember what happened to him? Is he going to get charged with anything, do you know?
I never heard of anything. I don't...
manslaughter
probably, yeah,
or
probably.
Something? Probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, wow. That's
He's got a big legacy.
Yeah, no, I definitely know who he is, and it's losing a huge piece of history.
As you've probably heard, Martin Luther King has passed away this morning.
Oh, really? No, I have not.
Yeah, it's top story all over the country. Obviously, he's such a great political and social figure.
Sure.
Any comments on the legacy that he's left behind?
No. I wish I knew the man. But, no, I've been listening.
Well, you had the chance
today.
To up until today, but...
Yeah, that's too bad. I don't know what to say.
Okay. He was hit by a car in Washington, D.C., and died this morning of the internal injuries.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that. Well, any thoughts on his legacy and his teachings and the civil rights movement?
I just think a lot of people can learn from him, and should his legacy should continue on.
There's a lot of people that are going to be traveling to Washington, D.C. to attend Martin Luther King's funeral next week.
For different reasons, yes.
Are you going to be attending Martin Luther King's funeral since you're a black person?
Nah, I wish I could, though. I wish I could, but nah.
There's bus services taking people to D.C. to attend MLK's funeral next week.
Will you be there?
Catch one of those. I will be there. I will be covering the funeral live.
Well, I can't.
All right. That's enough. You get the point. For the love of God, man, Martin Luther King. These are people up the street. I believe this is in San Diego, and I love San Diego. It doesn't matter where the hell it is. There are people like that out there. These people vote. This is what's wrong with our country. Well, how can we vote for responsible people when we can't get responsible people to friggin' vote? How do you be this stupid? I mean, do we need to have some kind of a test that we need to give people before they can vote? Some kind of idiot test? Well, we can't show their ID, and we can't ask for that. That's racist. God forbid we stop an illegal alien, somebody who's not even a citizen of this country, vote. We can't have that. That would be racist. How is that racist? I'm sorry, but all you people coming in, frolicking in from Mexico and all over the place, coming in into the United States, you're being used as pawns. You're being used as nothing but votes. You people are being used. You need to come into this country the right way. Stop protesting our country. You want respect from us? You need to respect us first. You don't respect us, and you don't respect our laws. And that's partly our problem because there's too many people that don't respect our laws that are in this country. But that's no excuse for you to disrespect our laws. We don't disrespect your country's laws. And what happens if we do? What happens if you protest the government of Mexico when you're not a citizen? How long do you spend in jail? And what kind of jail are you actually in? Little hotel, tail six, set up on the side out there. Keep the light on for you. No. You're going to be raped and beaten on a daily basis. They will send your family a ransom note. You either pay up or, well, little Johnny dies. He gets it. So... you have the audacity to come to our country and protest us? Claim that we are barbarian? Who's the barbarians? You people don't respect our laws? You don't deserve citizenship. When you respect our laws, yes, you deserve citizenship. You deserve the same citizenship that anybody else, and we all came over here the right way. President Obama has reached his lowest approval rating in any Quinnipiac poll. I can never say that word. Quinnipiac. Come up with another name. I just hate saying that. There's this word, you know, it's like kumquat. People have to say that all the time because they think it's funny. It's just stupid. So Obama's reached the lowest approval rating in any Quinnipiac University National Poll since being elected president, with 39% of registered voters now approving of his job performance and 54% disapproving. Wah. Well, this is just one of the reasons why this administration's numbers are decreasing.
Obviously, if the coverage is substandard, they would at least potentially be able to undersell those plans and undermine the basic premise of the Affordable Care Act, which is to provide basic benefits affordable quality health insurance for everyone.
And the same would be the case for the Senate.
I don't have the details on that. I would just say that broadly speaking, that applies to the Upton legislation, that broadly speaking, that we do not see that as fixing the problem. We see that as throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Throwing the baby
obviously, if
out
the
with
coverage
the
is substandard,
water,
does Battleground Texas have planned?
And we do have some outside.
The hell's the matter with you back there today? Buttons and butterfingers? Damn it. Throwing the baby out with the bathwater? What, are you kidding me? What the hell is that kind of a thing to say? I never liked that phrase anyway. I'm sorry. Throwing the baby out with the bathwater? I mean, just the thought of that phrase, I just don't like that. I mean, that mental image of throwing a baby out the window with the bathwater. I mean, why would you say that? Classless doesn't even, we're barely breaking the surface here. Where the hell is his frickin' mind at? What the hell is he saying? It's like throwing the baby out with the bathwater? These are people's lives you're dealing with, asshole! There, I said it again. Okay, fine. Send me another cussing ticket. I don't care. What are you doing to these people's lives? And then you come out with a smart-ass comment like that? It's like throwing a baby out with the bathwater? What in the hell is the matter with you? What is wrong with you, Mr. Carney? What is wrong with you? Have you absolutely lost your goddamn mind? What is the matter with you? What is the matter with this entire administration? And what the hell is the matter with the people who keep voting this crap in? My God, people, how can you not see this stuff? How can I be the only one that's outraged with this? I don't think that I am. I may be the only one bitching about it. Yeah, I understand we have to take action, yeah. Well, we have to take action in the voting booth. That's where things turn around. We can no longer be as stupid as Virginia, and I'm sorry, because there's a lot of very intelligent people in Virginia, and I've been to Virginia. I've been to the good parts, and I've been to the really bad parts. Richmond, Virginia has an area, a lot of areas, actually, that, need a little cleaning up, I can say that. But I've been through there. I've seen it. I've talked to these people. There are good people. There's good people everywhere. Yeah, I know. There was a surge, and they came close. Close doesn't count. Yeah, I came close to winning the Super Bowl, but, well, did you win it or not? Well, no. Okay, then. I'm tired of losing. That's my point. I'm tired of these people are just afraid to admit that they're wrong. For whatever reason, they just simply can't come out and do it. It's time to just put that aside. It's time that we need to be intelligent. These are people's lives that we're dealing with here. This isn't some number shuffle on paper. These are real figures here. These are real people with real lives that you are destroying. It's time to let it go. Didn't work. Okay? I'm sorry, but you blew up the laboratory. Your experiment didn't work. You get an F. You cannot continue this experiment. There's nothing left to experiment. It failed. It doesn't work. It can't work. It is designed not to work. It's time to let it go. Lick your wounds, admit that you were wrong, let it go. Save the country. You are destroying people's lives. You've already destroyed, I don't know how many millions of lives that you've taken away now. People's hours are shrunk from 40 to 29. It's either 29 hours or you get nothing. The middle class is no longer middle class. People talk about capitalism brings two classes. Well, the proof is, the evidence is, the truth is, socialism, communism, any kind of liberalism, any kind of ism that you want to put on it, that's what brings two classes. Take a look at the countries that are socialist, communists. They have their regimes. You have two classes. Is that what you want? Is that really how you want to live? Where the only people that are rich are the people that are governing and everybody else is poor? Well, they're not poor. They get their adequate amount of cookies for the day. Just enough to live on. Is that what you want? Is that the kind of lifestyle you really want to live? Well, that's the lifestyle that you're going to get. There's a lot of people waking up. On Facebook yesterday, I just seen it again. Another one of my friends, liberal friends. Absolutely appalled and embarrassed that she voted for Obama. Well, this is only getting bigger. But the problem is we are sick, and this is where the difference between us. We're sick and tired of telling you, I told you so. There's a certain core of the population that are sick and tired of having our leaders who are supposed to fight for what we want drop trowel and surrender. We can no longer have the McCains and the McConnells who are there to get their little pork sandwiches so they can get another election won. Then you heard reports of McCain wanting to run for, or not wanting to run, but people asking for him to run for president again. Of course, that's Democrats asking for that. They would love to see McCain run for president again. That would thrill them. We don't need people like that anymore in our leadership. We need a clean house. We need to scrub the walls, sandblast them, then repaint them. Repaint them with the Constitution colors. Any color that's Constitution is a color that we have. But we have to do that. We can't expect our leaders to admit that they're wrong, change what they screwed up, fix what they screwed up. We can't expect that from them. They will never do it. We have to do it. We have to do it for them. Well, how do we do that? Well, we vote them out. John Boehner, we got to vote you out. Sorry, kid. Sorry. You had your opportunity, perfect opportunity to fight this. But no, you just want Obamacare to fail on its own. Okay, fine, I can understand that. But, and it will fail on its own because it simply just cannot work. But how many people, just think about this, Mr. Boehner, because you gave up the fight, just think of how many millions of Americans now are, well, their lives are destroyed now because you gave up the fight. And you gave it up. You should have told McConnell to kiss your ass. I'm not going to do that. But you didn't. You dropped trowel and surrendered just like him. I'm sorry. I like you. I do. But we can't have that anymore. I'm sorry. There are certain times, there are certain things that certain things you just can't screw up, and when you do, it doesn't matter how good of a person you are, you got to be let go. And this is one of those things. He gave up. Now you destroyed how many more millions of Americans' lives? There's a lot of people out there who used to have health care, and they've got illnesses, they need medications, they need this. Well, their policy is canceled, and they're in limbo, and they have no medical insurance. They can't sign on to Obamacare. Can't get on the website. What do? They have no medical. They have no medical insurance. Now they have to go bankrupt. Think about that, Mr. Boehner. Think about what you did. Excuse me. You had an opportunity. You had an opportunity, at least in the House, and you would have had support. All you Republicans had to do was hold the line. And because of these Obamacare fallouts, you would have had the American people on your side. We would have repealed Obamacare. But they don't want to delay it. If they delay it, well, there's, you know, Obama, he's got all kinds of problems there. Now he has to admit that his plan was flawed. Well, no, that's the most perfect piece of legislation ever written, damn it. He never read it. He still doesn't want to admit that he's wrong. No matter how many American people are to suffer because of his mistake, he doesn't care. These are millions of people. These are just, you know, one or two. It's not like Benghazi, but there was only four people that died. I mean, it's not like it was five. These are millions of people that are being affected. And those numbers are only going to get more. Wait till next year, 2015, when this all has to kick in from, well, the unions and big business and everybody else. That's going to be wave number two. We're going to have all kinds of more problems. You want to go through this again? The same thing is going to happen again next year. Do you really want to do that again? Does the country really need to do that again? The country cannot afford to do that again. This needs to be repealed immediately. Scrapped. From top to bottom. Squeaky clean. Gone. Done. Like throwing the baby out with the bathwater. That's what we need to do. Throw that damn crying baby out with the bathwater. That's what we need to do. Sorry to use that phrase. I still hate that phrase. I just don't like that mental image. Why would you use that phrase? I mean, that just goes to show what is in this guy's mind. That goes to show just exactly where these people really are, mentally. It's not a good place to be. Not a good place to be. That's the wrong place that you need to be mentally. Like throwing a baby out with the bathwater? I mean, just beyond disgusting. Unprofessional and rude. Pathetic. Now, this is Michael Goodwin of the New York Post. Obama's big lie is destroying his credibility. Oh. When I first saw the headline saying that Bill Clinton was advising President Obama to honor his commitment, I had to laugh. So did the rest of the country. The idea of Monica Lewinsky's boyfriend as moral referee always cracks me up. Well, yeah, it's called hypocrisy. Then I got to wondering, he goes on, which commitment was Clinton talking about? Well, this could get interesting. Let's see. Is it the one Obama made to the Israeli people, that he had their backs and would never let Iran get a nuclear weapon? Or was it his promise to enforce a red line in Syria? Or maybe it was Obama's promise to never rest until we caught the terrorists who killed our ambassador and three other Americans in Libya. Or perhaps was it Clinton talking about the many times that President said that he would never rest until every American who wanted a job had one? even though they're only, you know, a couple hours a week. That's fine, right? Look at all the free time you have. It's wonderful, yeah. You can use that time to sign on to Obamacare. Or maybe he was talking about the pledge to change the tone in Washington. Oh, I always want to change the tone. You know, why do these politicians say that? Every time somebody comes out and says, I want to change the tone, that means they're going to be the exact same note. Or to go through the budget line by line and cross out the waste driving up the deficit. Now, didn't he say he was going to decrease the deficit?
Yeah.
Well, that's what he did. That's why they had that. That's why they had that shutdown. He wanted that shutdown, so he can use that numbers to say, "Look, I decreased the deficit by shutting the government down to make his numbers look good." Are you kidding me? And don't tell me that that's not what it is. That's exactly what it is. Don't be naive. Don't be naive. Don't argue with me. I don't want to hear it. But the point is, you understand what the guy's trying to say here. But the reality is, this is Bill Clinton promoting his little wifey-poo, Hillary Hitman Clinton. That's all this is. He's out there digging at Obama. Those two really don't get along very well. Hillary got her ass kicked, and she's been jealous ever since. And she's loving this. She's digging it. Hillary's loving all this Obamacare failure. But she did support it. She had her health care failure, too. Remember that? Yeah, see, that's what happened when all of her experience in the White House. Remember that? When she was talking about all the experience she had in the White House, as if she was actually already the president. But all the records show that, she had one task, and that was to fix health care. And, it was voted unanimously by the House and Senate. No. I don't know if it went to the Senate. I think it just went to the House. But it was so bad that nobody voted for it. At that moment, from that moment on, she was told deliberately, look, Bill, you need to tell your wife, she's no longer allowed to play in any reindeer games here, all right? She's going to have to, you know, get off to the side because we can't have this. We need the professionals to take over, all right? I'm sorry, that's your wife, you know, whatever. But we got to put her on the sidelines. And that's exactly what happened. She was put on the sidelines. One Tea Party after another. The media, of course, you know, every time she had a Tea Party, that was a big to-do summit, you know, a UN summit meeting. And she's single-handedly creating peace in Northern Ireland. No, you went there and had a tea party with the politicians' wives. That's what you did, Ms. Clinton. You didn't single-handedly bring peace to Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland brought peace to Northern Ireland. You had a tea party. You have no experience. You have nothing. You have nothing to offer, Ms. Clinton, but your fat mouth. And what the media tells people, oh, she's so intelligent. Really? What makes her so intelligent? All I want the media to do is to tell me what makes this woman so intelligent, because she's got a law degree? Was she like the first woman to get a law degree? First woman born with brain. Doctors are amazed. Details at 11. I mean, what? She's not that intelligent. I'm sorry, but she's not. Anything she's ever been in charge of, which hasn't been very much, but she's failed at it. Well, of course, in Liberalville, that's successful. If you fail, you're succeeding. If you actually succeed, well, then you're a racist. You're a hater because you succeeded and somebody else didn't. Think about that. Think about how they feel. Think about that, how they feel. They lost. They lost the game. And you have to cheer because you won. But you have a heart, you hater. Yeah, you're goddamn right I'm jumping up and down cheering. I won the game. That's right. We're the champions now. We're the best of the best. Cream of the crop. The top dog. And that's just exactly the way it is. Well, shut up. So then Mr. Goodwin goes on to say it ranks as one of the biggest presidential lies of modern times. All the more so because Obama repeated it 30 times. He repeated it probably a lot more, but that's just what the cameras got. The fallout of millions being forced from their policies, an experience exacerbated by the hapless website, has created a crisis of confidence so vast it threatens to swallow the second term. Ah. From the economy to healthcare to foreign policy, voters are mostly negative on the policies, but when it came to Obama himself, more Americans, often a majority, said they liked him. Oh, he's a nice guy. Believe they had the best interest at heart. Yeah, he's got my interest. Yeah, he knows better. Well, he knows what's better for me than me because I'm stupid. So if Obama says that my health care plan isn't good enough, well, then I got to believe in it because, you know, Obama wouldn't lie to me because, you know, he's looking out for my best interest and he's the president. And he won an election, so he's got lots of power. So he's really cool. And he plays basketball and likes Beyonce. So, meh. No president can lead from such a deep, discredited hole. Obamacare is breaking that bond, he says, and creating a domino effect. The public is turning even harder against his policies, with only 31% now supporting him on the economy and 32% of immigration in the latest Pew poll. And his ratings are likely to keep sinking because once the website is fixed, will never be, because it was written wrong, it was written badly, it was written incompetently, you have to rewrite the entire thing. It's written bad from the beginning. These are not me saying this. These are people who actually know what the frig they're talking about. And does it surprise me? No. I have to believe it. I have to believe these people. It sounds like something that they would do. They would get the most incompetent company. If they get fined, go ahead and design the damn thing, and we don't care what the hell you do. That was done deliberately. That's why they were hired. They were hired to fail. That way the government can swoop on in and say, here I am, I'm here to save the day, we'll make it single payer, and well, I'll fix that problem. I'll give you insurance. I think that's what he's waiting for. I think he's waiting for the total collapse. So Obama can come in and play the hero again, get his ratings up. But in the interim, how many millions of Americans now have to continue to suffer for this? All for what? Some kind of crazy experiment? Some kind of social experiment? What the hell is this? Look, guys, people, come on. It's time to end this. Not for nothing, but it is. It's time to end the nonsense. It's time to come to the realization that this presidency doesn't work. It didn't work from the beginning, and you people got suckered in for whatever reason. I don't care how the hell you got there, but you got there. But it's time now to recognize it is time to turn around. There's a lot of you turning around. That's because you're smart, and you're getting smarter by the day. And it doesn't take much to understand what's going on here. All you have to do is simply pay attention, until they actually get hit with it. Then they pay attention. Well, that's what's happening. Maybe if you jackwagons had been paying attention since 2007, maybe we wouldn't be in this mess. But you didn't pay attention. All you did was see a black man and you're going to vote for him because you don't want anybody to think that you're racist and you love everybody and oh yes, all this, oh yes, peace and love and unicorns and rainbows. All for what? What did you get out of it, huh? These are people's lives that are being affected. I still think there's still far too many people out there that just still haven't got it yet. I mean, do these people have to start dying off in the streets now? Do we have to have millions of people actually die before we get it? Before we figure it out? I mean, what has got to happen before those that are supposedly in charge finally get it? The media, don't ever expect them to wake up. They never will. The American people are the ones that have to wake up. We have to demand better than this. We don't deserve this. This is not what our country was designed to do. This is not why our country is our country. This is not the intent of our country. This is not the design. This is not what we were about. This is not what we're about. This is not who we are. There's nothing wrong with being free. Freedom allows you to be however you want to be. So if you want to stay the way you are right now, you can. But you have to understand there's people out there that don't want to live your way. That doesn't mean that they don't like you. That means they just don't like the way you live. So why do you want to force these people to live a way that they don't want to live? All for what? Because peace and love? You're out there looking for their best interests? It's not your position to look out for their best interests. It's not your decision to make. That's their decision to make. This is not who we are. Freedom means you have individual freedom. It means you can be what you want to be, not what somebody else tells you to be, not what the government tells you to be, not what your goddamn stupid college professors tell you to be, but what you be. What do you want to be? How do you want to think? Who cares if your friends think differently than you? You don't have your friend's mind. You have your mind. It's okay to be a free thinker. It's okay to be free. It doesn't hurt. You don't bleed. You don't feel any pain at all. You feel joy. You feel secure. How many out there really feel secure right now? Do you really feel secure? You got a TSA agent who gives your boarding pass to somebody else, patting down, strip searching, and full body cavities on your two-year-old? Meanwhile, a 29-year-old, you know, Middle Eastern-looking man, sweating profusely, walks right in. No problem. We can't look at him. But we can look at Grandma over there in the wheelchair. Yeah, the one with the respirator, and she's got all the tanks of oxygen and all that. Yeah, got that IV in there. Yeah, we got to check her. I'm gonna pat her down, get old Granny, give her a full cavity search. That's right. And then we're gonna get those cops down there from New Mexico, and we're gonna give you enemas. We're gonna get the truth out of you, woman. Christ. I'm sorry, but this is not our country. This is not who we are. We'll be back.
Sometimes I want to light up underneath the no smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, 'cause I'm doing alright. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine. 'Cause that ain't my America, that ain't this country's roots. You wanna slam old Uncle Sam, school, $100 tanks of gas. I can tell you right now, this country ain't supposed to be like that. No, that ain't my America. That ain't this country's roots. You wanna slam old Uncle Sam, but I ain't letting you. Yeah, I'm mad as hell, and you know I still bleed red, white, and blue. They ain't us, and
back in here now to what would happen now, since we've got Bubba out there saying that, you know, he's got to, the president's got to, you know, he's got to live up to his commitment. Well, Obama's stuck in a little quagmire here. He's got, you know, all of his Democratic senators who are up for re-election there banging down the goddamn door in the Oval Office, wanting to have, you know, important meetings, find out, what are we going to do? We're scared. We're going to lose our job. Well, maybe you should have read the bill before you voted for it. You're going to get no sympathy from me. So what would happen now if, let's say, that Obama took Bubba's advice? Well, people are still going to be out of their insurance. Unless the insurance company can reinstate them. Now, on the surface, that may sound, well, that should be easy. Just, you know, resend them a letter. Well, what if all their information is gone? Then they got to redo it again? You got to re-sign up again? I mean, what are they doing to these people? Chances of them people coming back to the same company and being reinstated, I mean, I mean, on the surface, it sounds like it should be really easy, but something tells me, you know, reality kicking in again, I know, but something tells me it's not going to be as easy as, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that won't be able to get back on there. And then if you do get on there, you're going to have to change the law, which Obama doesn't want to change the law. But let's just say that the law is changed. It's not going to be that easy to reinstate some of these people. A lot of that information is now gone. They're going to have to reapply. Now, you know that their rate's going to be different. It's going to be higher. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be put these people just in. I mean, there's just unnecessary pain with no gain. Look, no pain, no gain, that's fine. That works for, you know, working towards a goal. But when all you have is pain and there's no gain, it's not doing any good. You're not going to reach your goal. You're just going to increase your pain. And for what? What are we getting out of this? What is the country getting out of this? What does the country have to gain from this? What are these single mothers of three, what do they have to gain from losing their job, cutting their hours down, losing their health insurance? And then when they do finally find it on healthcare.gov, if they can get into the damn system, find out it's more expensive, now what? Little, you know, Johnny, Susie, and Timmy have to go to school with, you know, holes in their shoes now. Because Obama just flat refuses to admit that his little experiment went wrong. And it failed. He blew up the laboratory. The experiment failed. It doesn't work. Let it go. The laboratory doesn't exist anymore. You can't experiment anymore. There's nothing to experiment. The laboratory has exploded. There's nothing left of it. It's char. Do you not understand? Your bill is char. Let it go. See, in their minds, they would have to admit that their plan is flawed. Their plan is not the be-all, end-all super bill or super act. And that's what he doesn't want it, because he thinks that his legacy, now he's not going to get any book deals. Now he's not going to get any, all these speeches. See, that's what he's looking for. He's looking for the payday after he becomes president. He's going to be making gazillions of dollars. That's what he's looking for. Well, see, he's not going to get it. If he admits that his plan is flawed, well, then he's not going to get it. That's the thing about Democrats. They don't admit that they made a mistake. Everybody else made the mistake but them. It's all Republicans' fault because they disagreed with it. That's why the law, according to Mr. Beckel on the 5 yesterday, which I'm sorry, but Mr. Beckel, just time to zip the lip, man. Dude, enough. You may be well-respected, Fox News channel. I don't care. I don't work for them. But you don't have the respect from the American people because you don't have any integrity. And when you say stupid things like that, people they're not going to look at you as a stand-up kind of man. They're going to look at you as obnoxious, annoying, and they're not going to waste their time with you. Why he's even on the 5 to begin with is just ridiculous. Fair and balanced is one thing, but, fair and stupid is another. I'm sick and tired of having to bring on the other side just simply to bring on the other side. What do you mean the other side? What other side? Look, you're either smart or you're stupid. That's it. We've got to bring on so many Democrats and so many this and so many that. For what? So we can have these people argue just for the simple sake of arguing? Yeah, that's productive. Yeah, that'll get things done. Yeah, that'll progress the conversation. Have people like Alan Combs who just disrupt and destruct the entire conversation and turn it into something completely different than what it is because they're too afraid to answer the question, because if they do, they might have to actually tell the truth, which will expose them. So unless Congress demands that this is being repealed, let the president, let him veto it. We can just take it back to the House and the Senate and have them get 2/3 majority and get the goddamn thing repealed, period. Congress can do that. They need to do it now. I mean, an emergency. Emergency. This is code blue. Congress, pay attention. Code blue. Code blue. America is burning. America is dying. We are rapidly losing its pulse. There needs to be an emergency session in Congress. It needs to be repealed now. The longer this continues, wait till next month. Wait till the month after that. Then wait till next year. I mean, you think it's bad now. It's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse. The website's not anywhere close to being ready to go. November 30th. It's nowhere near to go. Well, how do I know that? Well, I just understand the government, and I'm going by experience. Well, when the government tells me one thing, I have to believe the other because, well, experience tells me that, well, the other ends up always being the reality. That's how I know. Because I know the government. And I know when they tell me something, I know that it's going to be completely different. Why? Well, I don't know. I wish I knew. But I don't. But I do know that they always tell you one thing and ends up being something different. So why are you going to believe this administration now?
Why would anybody believe that this administration is going to be able to somehow find a way to get this Obamacare website up and running by November 30th? And now they're complaining, well, you can't bring this this guy who what the hell is his name now? Park. Bring this this Park guy in here now who declares what's going to be done by November 30th. But he can't come to Washington to, well, you know, tell Congress an update and answer some questions because he's so busy. They're working 24/7. Well, you know what? You know, he can take a few minutes off and advise the American people, which are being affected by this, what the frig is going on. You're not going to get the website up by November 30th because you come to Washington and have to testify and explain to the American people what the hell is happening to their lives. You're going to tell me that that's the reason why Obamacare website won't be up and running by November 30th? They're going to use that as an excuse. You know they will, which will have nothing to do with it. This Park isn't doing the work. He's the manager. He's saying, you go out and do the work. I'm going to stay in my office. I'm going to be on the phone. I'm going to sign some documents and papers and go to meetings. But I'm not going to be the one out there actually typing in the code. The worker bees are going to be doing that. You need to come to Washington and tell the American people what the hell is happening with their lives and shut the hell up with this. I don't know what this administration is so afraid to say anything to anybody, but yet they're the most transparent administration in American political history. Well, these people are getting more and more pathetic every day, and I'm getting more and more pissed off every day. I'm starting to get scared. That's what I'm trying to do. I mean, of what I'm starting to do. And what happens when people get scared? Well, people get in that defensive mode. Well, they get in that defensive mode, and that's when things get, you know, can get ugly. But it doesn't necessarily have to be. This is what I'm trying to avoid. This is what I'm trying to fix. This is what I'm trying to change. But I can't do it alone, and you can't do it alone. We have to do it in the voting booth. That's the only way we can do this. I know I'm sounding like a broken record, but damn it. We got to vote these people out, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Harry Reid's, the Debbie Dum-Dum Wasserman Schultz's, Hank Johnson's, Sheila Jackson Lee's, all these idiots. McCain's, McConnell's, the Graham's, the whole smash. Sorry, Mr. Boehner, but you got to go, dude. You got to go, man. Your time is up. You failed. You know, when it came down to it, I mean, you didn't hold the line, man. You didn't fight the fight. It was right there. It was right, man, ready for picking. You should have stood up. You should have stood up. With all the problems that are going on with Obamacare right now, more than likely, I guarantee it, the American people, and I said it before that, all they had to do was hold the line, and they would eventually get the American people on their side. But what did they do? No. They surrendered. For a $3 billion pork sandwich. I hope it tastes good, Mr. McConnell. Eat up. California Insurance Commissioner. What do we have here? More than 1 million Californians have an insurance canceled due to ACA. No. Oh, that's in one shot. 1 million in one shot. Wait till next month and the month after that and the month after that. Then wait till next year when the second wave comes in. All those unions, their policies could be canceled. Oh, no, 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 no. The unions are not going to be putting up with that. I mean, if the country hasn't completely turned on Obama by then, they will by then. So, Mr. Obama, you might want to think about what the hell you're doing to this country, what the hell you are doing to these people, us. We're not going to tolerate it any longer. We're not too much longer anyway. We can't afford that. You need to think of what you're doing. You're hurting a lot of people. And this isn't a joke. This isn't hyperbole. This is very, very serious, Mr. Obama. What you are doing to the American people is travesty, you can use that word. Tragedy, you can use that word.
I call it political genocide. Anybody who's it makes no sense of why you need to destroy not only your political opponents, but the very people you are governing over. There's nothing to gain by that, Mr. Obama. You don't gain anything by that. You lose. You will not succeed. You will not win in the end. Put it in a book. You can put it in the books right now. Get out the book and start writing the son of a bitch. Put it right in there, black and white. You're not going to win. You're destroying millions of people's lives. You have already destroyed millions of people's lives. You are going to continue to destroy millions of people's lives. You need to think about that when you go to bed tonight, Mr. Obama. Think about it when you kiss Michelle goodnight and you roll over and go to sleep. You think about that. You think about what the damage you are doing to people. Think about that mother with three kids who had a 40-hour work week and did have insurance. Now her hours are 29 hours. No insurance. She's got three kids. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to be raised by a single parent with three kids. I know what it's like. You got to think about what you're doing to people, Mr. Obama. These are real people that are being hurt. These aren't numbers. These aren't facts and figures on paper. This is flesh and blood. These are real people with real lives, real feelings, real hopes, real dreams that you shattered. You stole from them. You took it away and you burned it. You trashed it. You threw it away. Destroyed it. You need to think about that when you go to sleep tonight, Mr. Obama, what the hell you're doing to this country. Something tells me you won't. I don't find you a very nice person, regardless of what the stupid polls say. They're, oh, well, I like him. He seems like a nice guy. Really? He destroyed your whole life and he seems like a nice guy? A nice guy wouldn't do that. A nice guy would have thought about what he was going to do before he did it. And when he realized he was going to be destroying millions of people's lives, he wouldn't have done it. That's a nice guy. This is not a nice guy. Nice guys don't do this. Let's stop beating around the bush and let's stop trying to hide the fact that this president is no good. He's not good people. Nobody that's going to do what this administration has done to so many people. Can they be called good people? What they did in Benghazi, I'm sorry, that's a good people would never have said, we couldn't get there on time, so we're not going to go and help our fellow man who are being, our fellow soldiers who are being burned and bombed and blown up and shot and killed. Attacked! We can't get there on time, so we're going to stay at home. Go back to bed. How do you go to bed at night, Mr. Panetta? How do you go to bed at night knowing that you left those men behind? Whether they were going to die before you got there or not is irrelevant. The fact that you didn't send anybody there and then you go and defend this? You're pathetic, Mr. Panetta. I have no respect or regard for people like you. I have no respect for you, Mr. Panetta. As far as I'm concerned, you're a traitor. That is treason. If you allow the government to attack, if you allow an enemy to attack or continue their attack, or you support a bet to that notion by your superiors, you are just as guilty. You are just as guilty. You may not have given the order, but you supported it. And then you went out in front of the American people on camera and defended it. How
How many more lives does this administration have to completely destroy before we finally get it? This is not a good administration. These are not nice people we're dealing with here. These are not good people that we're dealing with. Evil, looks like. And I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm tired of beating around the goddamn bush. Well, the president didn't lie. Oh, no, he just misspoke. That's not a misspoke. That's a blatant, deliberate, out-and-out lie. And then to come back and say, doubles down on his lie. Well, yeah, I said that. Nah, yeah, I believe it. But I said this. Clause, 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 clause that he never once said. Except for in that little meeting that with the – remember that big show? You had all these congressmen. They had this little meeting, you know, about health care. And you had – what the hell is his name now? I just forgot his name. Oh. God damn it. I'm terrible with names. Anyway, you know him. I know him. And the president admitted there was going to be people. Well, nobody said anything at that point. Nobody on the left, anyway. People on the right, we said that at the very beginning. We knew that. We knew that from the very beginning. That's why the president was out there saying and touting, you can keep your plan, period. No one's going to take it away. This is just, it doesn't matter even if you were to keep your health care. None of this is going to work. The law itself doesn't work. The construction of the bill itself is flawed. The construction of the bill, forget about the website. But yet, unfortunately, the website is the law, because even if you sign up on the phone or in paper, it's still got to go through the website. Eventually, it's got to go through that website. So if the website doesn't work, you're not going to have insurance. How many people do you think are going to, who think that they're signed up but aren't? And then when they go get hurt, oh yeah, I got this broken leg here, you know, I got my Obamacare, fix me up. No, you don't have Obamacare. It says right here, these records, they don't have you. So now you got to pay for it out of your pocket. You got to get a loan. You got to pay a fine. All you people out there, oh, we're so proud of Obama, Obamacare. You were praising Obamacare, all you libs out there on the left. Oh, yeah, so great for Obamacare. Yeah. Where are they now? Well, we have Debbie Dum-Dum out there. She's about the only one. Everyone else is saying, oh, no, no. Late night comedians are saying, no, no, no. South Park, no, no, no. American people have always been saying no, 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 but nobody wants to listen to us. But they'll listen to Saturday Night Live. Health insurer Anthem Blue Cross of California has agreed to a two-month extension of about 104,000 individual policies after failing to give their required 90-day cancellation notice, State Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones announced today. Policies have been set to expire since December 31st, will extend until February 28th. For those who chose to enroll or re-enroll, notices informing customers of the extension will be sent out this week. Jones said the company notified the Department of Insurance that it failed to give enough notice because of the computer glitch. It's always these computer glitches, these damn computer glitches. And voluntary offered to extend the policies. Anthem spokesman Daryl Nug. His name is NG, is his last name. I don't know how to pronounce that. Nug. Daryl Nug said a subset of individual customers are inadvertently omitted from the original mailing, notifying them that their policies were being terminated. He declined to say how many Anthem customers were being notified their policies were ending. Oh, gee, computer glitches. Well, welcome to more computer glitches. You're going to get more and more and more of them. This is what you people signed up for. This is what you people, how you people got hoodwinked into this. It's just absolutely mind-boggling.
how you could be that naive, that gullible, after you were told. I mean, my God, we did everything but beat you over the head with a brick. And now you're just waking up? Hello? But it's all Republicans' fault because we opposed it? I mean, what? I mean, that's insane. You were told it wasn't going to work. And it didn't, and it doesn't, and it won't, and it can't. And you cannot blame the Republicans for that. Anytime somebody blames somebody else for something, they're actually blaming themselves but are too cowardly to admit it. That's why they're blaming somebody else. They don't want to admit that it was them. No, it's the Republicans. They opposed it. They put those negative whammies out there in the air and came by and just destroyed the whole bill itself. It's not our fault. We had a perfect bill. It was written. It was beautiful. It had rainbows and unicorns flying out of every page. It was gorgeous. It was lovely. It was amazing. Then along come the Republicans and poo-poo all over it. Oh, it was terrible. I mean, all that negative energy just destroyed it. Rearranged everything and made everybody lose their policy. That's not our fault. No, I went out there and said you could keep it. Sure. It's not our fault. It's the Republicans. They're the ones who did it. They're the ones to blame with all the negative energy. If they'd have just been positive about it, of course it would work. Troubledhealthcare.gov unlikely to work fully by end of November. Really? You need to put it out there, you know, headline news? Well, we all know it. But let's see what the hell this stupid article has to say anyhow. Software problems with the federal online health insurance marketplace, especially in handling high volumes, are proving to be stubborn that the system is unlikely to work fully by the end of the month. White House promised, though. They said. Damn it. They said. But that Park, he's the one, he said, he's so smart. He's the smartest man in the world when it comes to computers. And we got him. The insurance, boom, boom, bing, bong, boom, try again. Take two. The insurance exchange is balking when more than 20,000 to 30,000 people attempt to use it at the same time. Whoa, wait a minute, I thought they said they wanted 50,000. A day. 50,000 a day. That's all it can handle? 50,000 a day? You think Amazon would stay in business with 50,000 people a day? Well, maybe. Do you think Amazon can handle more than 50,000 people a day? I'm going to go ahead and say yep. Yep. I mean, you got these websites that can handle it. Why can't the government? Especially with $600 million to spend on the goddamn thing, you would think. So $600 million, I mean, yeah, I know in Washington, D.C. ease, $600 million is, well, that's lunch money. Hell, that's a cheap lunch. That's a 7-Eleven lunch. But that's real money to real people. $600 million is real money. That's not a 7-Eleven lunch. CGI Federal, the main contractor that built the site, has succeeded in repairing only about 6 of every 10 of the deficits it has addressed so far. So they fixed about 6 out of every 10. Well, 6 out of every 10. Now, what does that mean? 6 out of every 10. Well, how many 10s are there? Well, they didn't say that. Wonder what that number could be. Government workers and technical contractors racing to repair the website have concluded that the only way for the large numbers of Americans to enroll in health care plans soon is by using other means other than online. But we all know that if you use the phone or you do it in person, it still has to go through the website. This is how incompetent these people are. The website is not supposed to be your main hub. I mean, you know, they need to take that information from the website into something else. I mean, I'm not, you know, Mr. IT over here, but it just sounds like these people just from the very beginning, they went out and purposely hired the most incompetent people they could to design a website that will never work. I think everybody in this country, we should flood our leaders' phones, flood their emails, repeal this and repeal it now. This is an emergency. I mean, I know there's a lot of people that died in that hurricane in the Philippines, and there's going to be a lot more to die from it. The death toll hasn't even begun yet, which is really just sad. I don't know what to say. I mean, it's just devastating what's happening in that country. It's the whole country. It's not just one part. It's the whole smash. They're strong people, and I think they're going to be resilient. I think they're going to survive, but there's going to be a lot of people that are going to lose their lives. More than likely, by the end of it, all the diseases that are going to be kicking in could be, you know, thousands. It's unfortunate. But hundreds of thousands. Well, unlike different than a hurricane, but this is still a natural disaster or unnatural disaster. But in this case, it's millions of people that are being affected not by a storm of wind and rain, but by a storm take away your life, doesn't kill you right away, takes away your freedom, takes away your mind, takes away your ability to be who you really are, what you want to do, what you want to see. That virus shrinks you, it shrinks your mind, it shrinks your soul, shrinks your heart. When the virus has taken toll and has shrunk you down to where you can't shrink anymore, that's when you start killing yourselves. That's where the body count starts. That's where the real body count starts. How long does it take to get there? Well, all depends on how fast we can get all this legislation passed through. But that is what's happening. Our lives are being destroyed. Just think of all the millions of people lost their work. Over 100 million people now out of work. 100 million? 100 million? How many of these people don't have health insurance? Probably most of them. The ones that did have health insurance, they lost their health insurance. Right now, they're in limbo. They don't have health insurance. They can't get on the website. What happens when these people get ill? They were perfectly fine just last week, but now their policy is canceled, so they're done. I think they got till the end of the year, but the whole point is, there's going to be a lot of people really, really financially and physically affected by this. Now you're going to have people rioting in the streets because they don't have any more food stamps. Well, what are the people going to be doing when they don't have any health care? What did this administration do? What are we doing to ourselves? Do we not think about this? What the hell are we doing? I mean, these are real people being affected here. We got to put an end to this. And now you got exclusive Obamacare's mystery woman. Remember her on that website?
Well, you know what, sweetheart? She's fell victim to cyber bullies. Wait. Sweetheart, I do not feel sorry for you whatsoever. I'm sorry to say this. Is cyberbullying, is it wrong? Yes. Should these people who did this to you, should they be punished in some way? Yes. I don't support cyberbullying in any form, any fashion. I don't support any kind of bullying of any kind. I don't think too many people are going to come to their aid. However, I'm not going to come to your aid. I do not feel sorry for you. Anybody who was connected with this Obamacare in any form, any fashion, any support whatsoever, whether it was your ugly mug on the face of the stupid website, or whether you're out on the street handing out pamphlets, or whether you're a navigator, whether you're a politician, you believed in it? You refused to listen to everybody? You refused to listen to reason, refused to listen to the truth and the evidence and the facts? I don't feel sorry for you on anything that comes your way. You went out of your way to ask for it. Now that you get it, now you're upset. Wham! I don't feel sorry for you, sweetheart. What they did to you was wrong, but I don't feel sorry for you. Come to find out, this chick isn't even a citizen. Yeah, she's married. She's got kids, but if comes to find out, she's not even a citizen. She's still waiting to get her papers all the way through. She's not even a citizen of this country. I think she's from Colombia. Let's see, where is she from? I mean, this story just keeps getting richer and richer by the moment. She's not even a citizen. Why would you put? She's over here legally, but she's not a citizen. Look, she knew she was going to get her face on there. And because she supported it, and it turned out to be a dud, and of course people are going to look at her, and what they did is wrong. You can't blame her. She didn't design the stupid website. She didn't come up with it. But she supported it. She allowed her mug to get on there to be the face of Obamacare. Now, what they did was wrong. They should be punished. There's no excuse to do it, and nobody should do it. And I do kind of feel sorry for you on that aspect of it, that you should not have had to go through that. But I don't feel sorry for you. Anything bad that comes your way, you people ask for it. You've got no one to blame but yourselves. I'm sorry. I can't give you any sympathy. All you people had to do was pay attention to the facts and to the evidence, and you wouldn't be in this mess. But yet, here you are. Here you are. It's okay if you want to destroy your own life. I don't give a damn. You want to kill yourself? I don't care. I don't care what you do with your life. That's your life. But when your stupidity affects my life, I got a problem with that. So when something like this happens to you because of your own stupidity, I cannot give you 1 ounce of sympathy, lady. You're not even a citizen. Yeah, I know you're here legally, and eventually you're probably going to be a citizen. But the point is, why would we put somebody who's not a citizen on an American healthcare website? Whatever happened to American pride? Why can't we have Americans, be in the face of America? Why do we have to have everybody else that's not a citizen? Why would we do that? I mean, I'm not knocking her, you know, for not being a citizen. It has nothing to do with it. But the point is, why would we put somebody who's not a real citizen in this country in the face of an American, you know, of healthcare website like this? What the hell? I know it's just a face. I know it's trivial. I know it's superficial. I know it's wham, wham, wham. But it's the point, this is done not just with this, it's done everywhere. Veterans can't go see a memorial that was built for them for storming the beaches of Normandy. But illegal aliens can come on the land and protest the government because they weren't granted immediate citizenship. But those citizens, those people that were born here and fought for these illegal aliens to come over here and protest our government, they're kicked out. They can't see their monument. But the illegal alien can? What? This is what I'm talking about. It's this little stuff like this. All this stuff starts to add up after a while. And enough is enough is enough. Sorry, sweetheart, you get no sympathy from me. You bought your tickets. You knew what you were getting into.
Maybe you should have paid attention to people and said, wait a minute, this bill sucks. I'm going to have my life completely screwed, so I'm not going to have my face go on their website. That's what you should have done, lady. But see, you have a lazy mind. All you thought is, oh, look at this. I'm going to be on the Obamacare website. Oh. Yeah, well, that's what happens when you sell your soul. I don't feel sorry for it at all. I really don't care. I know the cyberbullying is wrong. I hate that crap. There's no, you know, guys, find something else to do with your time but that cyberbullying crap. I mean, sorry, but, you know, come on. Find something else to do with your time. You know, find a book somewhere, read it. You know, or just sit and shut up and think about something. Think about how big of an idiot you are and what are you going to do to fix yourself. Controversy over Richard Cohen's comments on the de Blasio family. Oh. Liberals are turning on liberals now. Ooh, this is starting to get juicy. Richard Cohen has a knack for making venom-spewing enemies out of people who should be his allies. See, now that right there. What does that mean, should be his allies? Because he's a reporter, he should automatically be on the left? Well, he is on the left. He's a liberal scumbag like the rest of them. But the whole point is, because you're a reporter, means you have to be on the left? That's your ally? And the other people, they're your enemy? What does that mean, enemy and ally? Why does it always have to come down to politics? This is another reason why I don't believe in parties. Again, another example that just brings nothing but corruption and corruption only. You get rid of the parties, you don't have the corruption. You vote on, you have to be forced to vote on the actual individual rather than the party. What does the individual stand for? I don't care what your stupid party stands for. What do you stand for? Why should I vote for you? You talk like an idiot. You say idiotic things. You look like an idiot. I'm not going to vote for you. You give me a reason to vote for you, and yeah, I'll pull the hammer down. But you don't give me a reason to vote for you. I don't care what your stupid party is. I'm not going to vote for you. And that's just me. I know I've left a lot of Republican slots open because I just simply will not flat refuse to vote for somebody that I don't like, and I don't trust, and I don't want. And if I don't like any of the candidates, I'm not going to vote for any of them. That non-vote actually says more than the actual vote itself. That non-vote is very, very telling. That says not impressed with anybody. Start over. Bring me a real candidate. Richard Cohen has a knack for making venom-spewing enemies out of people who should be his allies, like on Tuesday when the Washington Post columnist wrote about New Jersey Governor Chris the Elephant Christie's chances in the 2016 Iowa Republican caucuses and told a Detour to consider Bill de Blasio, New York City's newly elected mayor and multiracial family. People with conventional views must repress a gag reflex when considering the mayor-elect of New York, a white man married to a black woman. Oh, my God, no, a white man married to a black woman. That's blasphemy. That's horrible. We're going to have to put an end to that. Damn it, we're going to get to the bottom of that. And with two biracial children. Oh, my Lord, black and white mixing together. Good God, what's next? Oh, should I mention that Bill de Blasio's wife, Shirlene McCray, used to be a lesbian? What? Oh. This family represents the cultural changes that have enveloped parts but not all of America. Two cultural conservatives, this doesn't look like their country at all. Well, he's pissed off a lot of people for that one. I kind of understand why. I don't particularly care for this Richard Cohen. He's about a half a putt salad most of the time. He's your typical just liberal hack like the rest of them. And he is a hack.
But when you start attacking the guy's family and all that, a white man married to a black woman, who cares? What does that have to do with anything? Why is that even a topic of discussion? And then to bring up that his biracial children, okay, so? And then his wife used to be a lesbian? What the hell difference does that make? I mean, I guess I can understand where the left is a little bit upset with this. But I don't feel sorry for this. I don't feel sorry for Blasio. I don't like him. I think he's another putt salad most of the time too. Has nothing to do with his wife is black, and he used to be a lesbian. It's him. He's the one who was running, not his wife, not his children. I mean, you Democrats just flat refuse to vote for responsibly. You just have to vote for a Democrat. Well, what has it gotten you? How many more Detroits do we need? Desert Hot Springs, it's crumbling. It's going bankrupt. Where is that story? Where is that? Springs, California. A resort town of California warned on Tuesday that it will run out of money by March due to burdensome salary and pension costs and could join other U.S. cities that have already filed for bankruptcy protection. Oh, no. Unions, they don't destroy economies. No. Unions never do that. Those pensions, no. That stuff doesn't destroy. Really? That's what brought down Detroit. That's what's bringing down Desert Hot Springs. That's what's bringing down all these goddamn cities. Why do you think it costs you $1 million to take the stupid Long Island Railroad these days? The MTA is just, I mean, completely out of whack with some of these pensions. I mean, these people work, you know, a couple of months and they get a pension for the rest of their life? It's costing the city money. These people aren't doing their job. They're not working. And they're costing them more money. Well, that kind of stuff needs to change. You know, look, there's nothing wrong with, you know, having a union and having your back so you don't get screwed. But when the unions are screwing the company, that doesn't screw the company. That screws the people that use the product, which is the MTA or whatever they're using. Or if it's a government, it's a citizen. Those are the people that get hurt. Not the company. The company doesn't get hurt. Just raises the rates. They don't care. It's the American people that get hurt. The unions, you don't see it. Yes, there's nothing wrong with getting a good pension and good this and good that, but it has to be warranted. It has to be worthy. And it has to be cost-effective. If it's not cost-effective, you can't do it. I'm sorry, what are you going to do? If you don't have enough eggs in your basket to make an omelet, you're not going to make an omelet, are you? Well, no, you're not. I mean, again, basic mathematics. Oh, we can't have that. Oh, no. A bankruptcy filing by Desert Hot Springs, a city of 26,000 people. That's it. Going bankrupt. About 110 miles east of Los Angeles. Would make it the third California city along with San Bernardino and Stockton to see court protection from creditors. Yeah. Well, San Francisco's coming up next. L.A.'s in dire straits. The entire state of California is going to be Detroit. And you Democrats will vote Democrat again and again and again. And just continue, well, to suffer and suffer and suffer. But you can always blame the Republicans. And because of Obamacare, well, now you can get a free abortion. So everything is fine. It all evens out. The problems in Desert Hot Springs came to light last week when a new finance director reviewed the city's records and discovered a $3 million shortfall in its budget of $13.5 million. Amy Alger, the interim director of finance, did not have details how the shortfall occurred. Well, I don't know. Wasn't me. Nobody knows how it occurred, but yet it always occurs. How do all these things occur when nobody knows how they occurred? When nobody's paying attention? Nobody's looking. Nobody's doing their job. Is that how it occurs? Come on. Just magically appeared?
but said it was a result of higher than expected pension and salary costs. Higher than expected. Why do they always say that it's higher than expected? Well, wait a minute. If you have pension costs and you have all these costs, it shouldn't be expected or not expected. It should be, well, factual. If you have X amount of people that are going to get X amount of dollars, well, you should be able to just add that up and that's it. It has nothing to do with expected unless people die. So how can you have more than what is actually expected? You should have less. Because eventually some of those people are going to die. You shouldn't have more. How do you get more? Well, people that don't deserve it are getting on it. Why? Well, little favors. That's all. Little favors. Little favors. Little political favors. It's obvious we can't continue with salaries and pensions that are in the stratosphere, no matter how much we love. No matter how much love there is for our police department, said Russell Betts, a council member. Desert Hot Springs, which is near Palm Springs, filed for bankruptcy in 2001. After losing a multi-million dollar lawsuit and still servicing a $9.7 million bond debt issue to fund its exit from Chapter 9 bankruptcy. But no, all these pensions and unions, no, they don't hurt the economies at all. No, they build the economy. People work for 2 years and get a, 60-year pension. Folks, I had a bunch I was going to talk about today, but I guess I'm going to have to get to it tomorrow. We are dangerously running out of time, and that's my fault because I just talk. Well, that's my job. That's what I do. I'm a talker. I talk. So, in any event, thank you for being with the program today, and we will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everyone.